Have you ever wondered why two children from the same family can turn out so differently? Why one sibling sails through childhood while another struggles at every turn? This isn't just a parenting puzzle. It's a profound scientific mystery that reveals something essential about human nature itself. Roughly one in five children experiences the majority of health problems and psychological difficulties in any population, consuming over half of all healthcare resources. Yet these same sensitive children, when given the right conditions, often become our most creative, empathetic, and successful adults. The key lies not in fixing what's wrong with them, but in understanding that they're wired differently, like orchids among dandelions, requiring different care to flourish. This isn't about weakness or strength, it's about sensitivity to the world around us, and it changes everything we thought we knew about raising children. Your body's stress response works like an alarm system. Orchids, 15 to 20% of children, detect every creak and whisper, while dandelions, 80 to 85%, only sound when the house is actually on fire. Neither system is better, they're simply tuned to different frequencies. Research measuring children's cortisol levels revealed something extraordinary. Highly reactive children in stressful environments had the highest illness rates, but in nurturing environments had the lowest rates of all, even lower than less reactive children. This differential susceptibility means unusual openness to surroundings, for better or worse. This pattern appears even in rhesus monkeys, where 15 to 20% show orchid-like reactivity. When their troop was confined during construction, these sensitive monkeys suffered the most attacks. Yet during calm periods, they had the lowest injury rates. Evolution preserves this trait because producing different offspring types hedges nature's bets across varied environments. The nature versus nurture debate misses the point. It's the intricate dance between genes and environment that shapes us. We're neither born nor made, but continuously formed through their interaction. Even before birth, developing babies gather intelligence about their future world. A fetus unconsciously assesses environmental conditions through placental hormone levels, nutrient availability, and oxygen delivery. These assessments drive biological adaptations, early life programming that helps the child survive expected conditions. A baby developing in a stressed mother's womb may be preparing for a harsh world, calibrating their stress response accordingly. This happens through epigenetics, chemical modifications controlling when and how strongly genes express themselves without changing DNA. Research showed rat pups from low-licking mothers developed higher stress reactivity. When researchers swapped pups between mothers, babies adopted their caretaker's stress profile, not their biological mother's. The physical sensation of being licked triggered epigenetic changes affecting stress hormone receptors. Your genes aren't your destiny. They're more like a piano. The keys are fixed, but the music depends on who's playing. No two children experience the same family, even siblings. One might be the artist among athletes, the introvert among extroverts, a cat in a family of dogs. Romanian orphans under Ceaușescu's regime, sometimes tied to beds with caretaker ratios of 1 to 15, developed profound deficits, intellectual impairments, autism-like behaviors, stunted growth. Their brains literally developed differently without nurturing care. Yet when placed in foster families, many showed remarkable recovery, especially those with genetic variants making them more responsive to improved conditions. The flip side is equally powerful. A responsive parent creates a developmental explosion. A six-week-old's first smile unleashes adoration. A toddler's first steps trigger celebration. This dance reprograms the child's biology, building neural pathways and setting stress response systems that last a lifetime. For orchid children, even one caring adult can transform everything. Their heightened sensitivity means they absorb not just stress, but also love and support with unusual intensity. They're not fragile, they're permeable, deeply affected by their emotional environment in ways that shape their entire trajectory. 8-year-old Lon drew three older girls during a doctor's visit with speech bubbles reading, "You can't play. You're too small." Below, she wrote, "My heart is like bracken." She suffered from chronic stomach pain that had stumped physicians. The pain was real. Neuroscience confirms that emotional and physical pain activate the same brain regions. Her orchid sensitivity meant social rejection didn't just hurt her feelings, it hurt her body. Social hierarchies emerge naturally in children's worlds, from playground pecking orders to classroom status rankings. Children who rank lower show higher stress hormone reactivity, more depression symptoms, weaker peer relationships, and poorer academic performance. For orchid children, these social stressors reverberate through their entire system. Yet childhood hierarchies don't determine destiny. The key isn't eliminating all stress, that's impossible, but understanding which children need more support and providing environments where sensitivity becomes a strength rather than a burden. Raising an orchid child isn't about following a formula. It's about cultivating the right conditions for their unique nature to flourish. Start with predictability. Orchid children often display neophobia, a deep aversion to anything new or unexpected. They're not lacking courage. They're seeking the comfort of reliable routines. Regular family dinners, consistent bedtimes, and predictable daily patterns give these children a sense of control. The myth of quality time suggests we can compress meaningful connection into scheduled blocks, but the most important moments emerge unexpectedly: the car ride home, the bedtime conversation, the weekend morning. Orchid children especially need this steady presence because they're deeply attuned to relationship quality. Honor their differences without trying to reshape them. Orchid children may feel diminished next to more resilient siblings, yet they possess special gifts: heightened creativity, profound empathy, unusual perceptiveness. Parents must uncover and celebrate these qualities, developing sensitivity to sensitivities. This doesn't mean lowering expectations. It means recognizing that different children need different support. Balance protection with exposure through gentle nudging into unfamiliar territory. Finally, embrace play and imaginative fun. For orchid children, this isn't frivolous, it's essential for bringing life's realities down to manageable size. 30 years later, follow-up research revealed striking patterns. Dandelions adapted and created satisfying lives as reality TV stars, ballet dancers, or architects, sharing exceptional interpersonal skills and strong personal destiny. Meanwhile, orchids, without supportive environments, drifted into lives tinged with disappointment, stable but lonely, secure but unfulfilled, surviving but not thriving. We've made two fundamental mistakes. First, we've labeled some children vulnerable and others resilient, missing that sensitive children respond powerfully to both negative and positive environments. Second, we've assumed resilient children are rare, when actually 80% demonstrate substantial resilience to moderate stressors. The real crisis: millions face severe adversities, poverty, violence, abuse, that overwhelm even protected children. Just as we eliminated lead from paint and gasoline, we should implement universal protections: paid parental leave, universal health care, preschool support, minimum income guarantees for young families. Training programs could help parents, teachers, and physicians create environments where orchids flourish. In a world that mistakes sensitivity for weakness, we've forgotten our most vulnerable children aren't broken. They're simply more open. Your orchid child isn't too fragile. This world needs to become worthy of their sensitivity. Create the conditions for them to bloom, and the child you thought needed fixing might be a gift waiting to unfold.